We have on the line Mr. Trevor Lohmann of Monster Health Food in Sydney. Good morning, Mr. Lohmann.
Good morning, Laurie.
I'd like to talk to you about that problem with the frozen berries which happened a year ago, which brought the health and safety quality concerns of Australians about the source of these products. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, those sort of things can happen, and I guess people want to know what's going into their food. And if it's coming from a foreign country, then they want to know that it has come from that country and what percentage of the ingredients in the food is Australian versus overseas. So the government acted on the berry scheme. I think that magnified it, but it's been an issue for a while anyway. So,
yeah, let's just go back to that time. What exactly happened?
As I understand it, some berries came in from China. They were sourced from China and they were contaminated. Mm. And people had a health problems as a result of it. And that sort of prodded the government to move faster, far as the COOL, or the country of origin labelling.
That's right. When is this effective?
I think it's coming in this year. We've moved, put it on our products now because it's been an issue with our customers of asking questions for a long time. We've got a lot of questions asked because we have berries in our product and they come from Australia or America. And we got lots of inquiries around that time. So that sort of said, okay, let's move. And we saw the government come out with their work for it, so we put it on our packaging and it's out there now in the field now.
All right, so you're a pioneer in the use of this label.
Well, I don't know if we're the first or not, but we were the first with the Health Star rating 2 years ago, so we like to think that we're at the edge that the consumers are at. So.
Right. For the benefits of my listeners, what exactly or how does that label look like?
It looks like the one that we're pretty much all used to with the kangaroo in the diamond. And then below it, there's like a little scale that's sort of lit up. So it goes from 0, 25, 50, 75, and 100. So you move the scale along to where your product is. So if it's, say, 85%, then it'll go up to the 75%, more than 75% Australian content. So it's a very quick visual way for people to know what's basically where the ingredients for that particular product's coming from and how much of it is Australian.
So if it's somewhere like 50, that means there's a mix of items from overseas and 50% from Australia.
Yes, that's right. And if it could be 75%, but in actuality, we've got a product on the market now that's it's around about 95, 98.
Mm.
But we can't say 100 because it's not 100, so we have to say 75. And we have one at the market that is 100%. So.
That includes the packaging, obviously.
It's ingredients.
Not the packaging.
No, well, the packaging comes from all over the world.
All right, okay. So it's a nice acronym, COOL, COOL.
It's very good. It's something that'll be catchy, I think people will relate to, and it's the thing that the consumers are entitled to, though, I think.
Yeah, it's a common language of the youth.
Yeah,
it's cool,
right.
Man.
It's cool, man.
All right. Well, it's been very enlightening. We have on the line Mr. Trevor Lohmann of Monster Health Foods talking to us about COOL, the country of origin label that has been used by them in the last 2 years.
The last 6 months.
Which will be used by all producers in Australia in the next several months.
Yeah, it'll be coming forward and everybody will have to put it on their packs or all their products, so it's good.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Louis. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.